Hi, everyone. I don't know what just happened there. My computer completely froze up, but hey, welcome. It's so nice to see you guys again. All right, from the spooky land near Salem, Mass, to you listening around the world, this, my ghouls and guys, is Spaced Out Saturday. I'm your host and Spaced Out Radio's resident witch, Lynn Wallington, coming to you live from my broomstick. So grab a seat, keep your arms and legs on the broom at all times. In case of emergency, there are no oxygen masks or flotation devices, so just hang on tight. We welcome you to tonight's show on YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. If you want to take a listen to the archives, they are free at youtube.com/spacedoutradio. Just do us the favor and hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on Twitter at spacedoutradio and my personal handle, witchylinny, witchy with a Y, linny with an IE. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at spacedoutradioshow and witchylinny. Our website is spacedoutradio.com, where we have a plethora of features for you, including rocking out to Bumblefoot, reading up on the SOR Newswire, and so much more. Bumblefoot is the official music of Spaced Out Radio, rocking us in and out of every single show. And if you're in the mood for some paranormal stories combined with utter ridiculousness, you can also find me and my friend Caitlin on YouTube at Paranormal Spirits. I've put the link in the description down below. So tonight, everyone, we get to speak with one of our favorites. We have Samantha Mowat back today. Samantha is a Canadian lifelong experiencer of ET contact, and she's here to tell her story and talk about all kinds of great stuff. Since childhood, Samantha's had to deal with more alien contact than most of us could ever imagine. And if you want to find her, her website is www.samanthamowat.ca. And just a couple of reminders before we start. If you have a question, please type it in all caps so that we can see it easier. And the Super Chat is open. Super Chat is a great way to support SOR on a nightly basis. And as you know, we definitely appreciate it. For those of you who are new to our channel, this is a live show, so we'll be taking a 5-minute break after the first hour. And welcome! We're happy to have you here. All right, let's get Samantha here for us. Hey! It's so funny! Every time you come on, there's computer issues! That's okay. That's okay. It's worth it. So, oh my gosh, you're so funny. So, should I tell them? Dave wants me to tell them my news. Should I tell them now, you think? Okay, well, Fab's not here, I don't think, so. Oh, thank you, Evil Carl with a K. I love your name, it's awesome. All right, so guys, I wasn't here last night, and Gary kind of gave you a little tip off. He said that I was doing something very special last night. Last night, Dave Hurley and I got engaged. Ah, it's crazy. Okay. Thank you. So, I know, poor Fap. I don't know what's going to happen to him, but he'll survive. He has like 7 other ladies in backup, so it's all right. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Ben Howland. I still love you guys. You're all great. Thanks, Dave Hurley. Speaking of the one and only. The man, the myth, the legend. Awesome. Okay, now, let's get down to this. So today, I hope you're okay with this because, oh, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Eugene. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, everybody. You guys are so sweet. Thank you, Ange. So today, I want to talk about spirit guides because it's just a fascinating subject. And I know a lot of people have questions about spirit guides, and it's always a good one. You know, you can't go wrong with it. Okay, my computer's doing all kinds. Sam, stop it. My computer's doing weird stuff again. Oh my gosh. Crazy. Okay. Okay. We're good. We're good. Either that or it's just my energy, like, ah! I know. I gotta calm. Aw, thank you, Chad. You're so sweet. Chad, I liked your comment earlier that you were, I'm Dave Hurley. That's hilarious. Oh, John Hudson's happy you're here. The ever mystical Samantha. I want that kind of a title. That's awesome, Sam. Well, that's okay. It should be there. It should be. Oh, did I? I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. So, spirit guides. Let's just start out, you know, what are spirit guides? Who are spirit guides? All of it, all of it. So, okay, I know there are some people that are wondering, like, how do they get in touch with their spirit guides? How do they learn who their spirit guides are? Yeah. That's amazing. So if someone is, say, more clairsentient or clairaudient, will they maybe experience their guides differently, or will they still maybe have those visual sensations as well? Mine? Well, right now it was last night. Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. So Evil Car with a K has an interesting question that I never thought about. Will it be more challenging if you have ADHD trying to communicate with spirit guides? Yes, you can do it, Carl. Yes. Hold on. There was another one that looked interesting. Let me see if I can find it super quick. So meditation is a good place to start. How, while I'm still looking, and you know this is an issue with me, so it's totally fine to use me as an example. How do you trust that the information you're getting is your spirit guides and not you just kind of making it up in your head? I'm like, no, you're not. You're probably wearing pajama pants like me. Come on now. Yeah. Yes. And just FYI, guys, Samantha gave me that advice too. And I've been using my Oracle cards and they are so accurate lately. It's crazy. Like, weirdly accurate. I'm just like, Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like Oracle because they're easy. Oracle cards. Sovereign Cosmic Wildman says, where do the spirit guides reside? In the gut, in our spine, above our head? Do they reside in a physical place? That is a good question. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Great. John has a question. How do pendulums compare to things like tarot cards? And I love pendulums. I have a pendulum that works great for me. But you are limited. You're limited to the yes and no questions. And I think, like, with something, say, like oracle cards or tarot cards or even just meditation, you're getting much more well-rounded answers. At least that's what I find. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And always cleanse them too, frequently. Thank you, Pascal. Pascal's been so generous tonight. And Pascal says, Samantha is pretty amazing. And you're right. She is amazing. Your amazingness made me forget my next question. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. When are they going to arrive? There it is. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. But now I want to touch on this because I'm not going to say why. They'll know. So let's talk about demons, okay? Because I know that you and I have talked about this before, and demons are misunderstood. You know, there are some that do wreak havoc. I agree. But talk about how a demon could be your spirit guide. Yeah. 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 Right, because it's being protective. Yeah. Yeah, and even the angels that, I mean, if we're getting into kind of the angels from a Christianity perspective, even the angels that weren't cast out of heaven are warriors. Most of them are warriors, so that they're fierce. They're not like what we think of them. Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah, I agree. Okay. Well, I had to get on my little like demon diatribe. I don't know why. I'm protective of them. I'm protective of the little demons. Because everybody just hates on them. Yes. So Jenny has a question. And I think this is when we were going back to pendulums. How do you clean, clear, and store them? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. which is why they've got to be cleansed when you get one. I use incense a lot to cleanse tools. Yeah. And sage, yes. I love sage, yeah. But, I mean, go ahead. Yes, yes. Or I don't know if, and maybe you have a thought on this, and I've never heard that it's specifically can be used for cleansing, but I just love it. Nag Champa. I love it all the time. Me too. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. I love it too. Okay, so Jessica had a question. Can dowsing rods also be used for communication as well? I think we were talking back to, with the spirit guides. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Pascal has a question for you. Do you believe Sasquatch was also cast down? Oh, that's an interesting thought. This is a good one too. You guys always have great questions, but some really good ones tonight. Sovereign Cosmic Wildman says, I've heard that amethyst attracts demonic energies. Has Samantha heard the same? I hadn't heard that either. No, I haven't. I've heard like some demons will have, it's not very common. I've only read it in a few books that some have, what do you call it? Like certain stones that they're associated with or certain herbs that they're associated with, but nothing that specifically attracts demons. I don't think so. I think demons are actually, they're very elusive, I think. I don't think that they're usually like going to be coming at you unless they're comfortable with you, unless, I mean, and I don't mean coming at you in an attacking sense. I mean like in maybe a working with you sense. Because I find like they work the best in partnerships, like with you. So I think they're harder to get to like to trust you than most people realize. But they're, I mean, the ones that I've worked with are great. They're wonderful. Right. And I would definitely say don't approach it with fear. No, because, like any being, if you're approaching it with fear, I mean, even if you think of it on an animalistic sense, if you approach an animal with fear, the animal senses that and therefore is going to be afraid of you or is going to be defensive. So it's, you have to have kind of that calm energy about you, I think. Excuse you. Lulu agrees. That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, right. Don't scare the reptilian. Come over here. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. No. Yeah, and it's just become a catch-all term for everything that anybody thinks is bad or evil. So I agree with you. We'll have to come up with a new name for them. Yeah. Alex says, "Are angels and aliens the same? What is the relationship between them?" Yes, absolutely. So I have kind of a side question, and then Alex will definitely get to yours because I think that's an interesting question as well. So the first kind of being that I ever saw, it was interesting, and I've never been able to determine if it was an alien, like a light being, or an angelic being, or are they one and the same? But it like you couldn't actually see the body. All I could see was the light emanating out from it. And there was like a silhouette of a body, it sort of. It was, I could see right through it, but there was like the shape that you could see the light emanating from. How would one determine, like, am I seeing an angel? Am I seeing an alien? Am I seeing a light being? Yeah. Now, oh, sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I don't know if we talked about this or not, but it was when I was first getting attuned to be a Reiki practitioner. We had already gone through the attunement and we were kind of practicing on each other. So it was the first time I was ever doing Reiki on someone, and I looked up and it was just there. So I'm not sure like how it came there, but so do the colors have meaning? Like the light that I saw was white and gold. Yeah. 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 Yeah, absolutely. There was a question. Hold on. Thank you, Red Toad, by the way. Let me see. While I'm looking for the other question, Red Toad says, "Hi, Samantha. What do you think of Amar Kaldari in Minmatar? Have you met any? Are any of them trustworthy?" Yeah, I haven't either, as you could tell, since I was tripping all over the words. I'm trying to find it, and I'm so sorry I can't remember who it was that asked it, but I think I remember the gist of the question, which was, you know, I've heard that we're all one, so does that mean that a demon and I are the same, or we come from the same? I think that was the question. So we must be at kind of a very, at least in this lifetime on Earth, like we must start out, seems, at a lower level of understanding of kind of our place in the universe than maybe some other beings would, or do they learn just like we do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So this, we're kind of touching back on the demons again. Nicola wants to know, I hear talk about demons are the, I think she mean, I don't know if she means spirits of Nephilims. But I've heard that like Nephilim and demons, some people will say they're one and the same. What are your thoughts on that? Okay, so let's see. Okay, I want to just make sure that we're at where we are time-wise, because I get lost talking to you. in good things. I get distracted. YJ Overlander wants to know, what's the best way to actually see your guides as opposed to just communicating with them? That's a good question. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, true. Yeah. Yeah. And that makes sense as to why, like you said, scrying would be a good way to see them as well, because you could see the forms. That makes sense. Okay. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I like a Black Mirror. But yeah, they're awesome. Actually, I have mine down there. My little skeleton guy's in front of him. Okay, Cosmic Kev, I want to get to your question. We'll start with that after the break because that's a good question, and I think that's going to be a bigger conversation. But Spooky had a question. Are people that are able to see higher beings always at a higher level of consciousness than those who cannot? Yeah. Now, so when you're trying to communicate with your spirit guides, I assume you're basically opening yourself up. Should you do some form of protection? Should you do some form of shielding? And what do you recommend to do that? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Gary has a question. Does it mean anything when you're drawn to certain types of stones and minerals? Yeah. Mm. Oh, you know what I liked too? Like when I'm practicing or even just meditating is celestite. I love it. It's so good. Yeah. So Gary says opals, onyx, and star sapphires. Oh, really? Oh, surprise. I love onyx. Onyx is great for repelling negative energies, but it's also great at kind of absorbing negative energies and transmuting it. What is going on with you? Sorry, Lulu's. I don't know why she's whining. Come here. The dogs. Come here. Oh my gosh. I'm not even going to try. Every time I lean down to get her, she's like, okay. So, oh, Pascal agrees. Celestite is amazing. Oh, okay. This is good info. Star sapphires come in many colors. I didn't know that. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What about moldavite? There's a lot of talk about moldavite. People are afraid of it. I don't get that. I love moldavite. What are your thoughts on it? No. She wants. Come here, stop it. Angel has a question too, and we'll probably, this might be the last one before we go on our little 5 minute break. What happens when you are angry and you have one ET or numerous ETs in front of you? Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay. Well, we are pretty close. Is there anything you want to say before we take a break about any of the stuff that we've talked about? What's your favorite crystal currently? I'm curious. Yes, that's so pretty. Yes. Have you seen the Aqua Aura quartz? So, oh, you'd love it. You'd love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, that is a wonderful place to stop and take our break. So we'll take a quick 5-minute break, you know, go stretch your legs, do what you need to do. Everybody, I'm going to try to get the music set up. I've got to kind of reload it. So bear with me since the computer was acting up earlier. And I'll try to find out what's wrong with Lulu. We'll figure it out. All right. Thanks. You're fine, Lou. What's the matter? Hold on. Hold on. Piper's gonna come up. You're fine. Why are you freezing? Oh my gosh. Stop it, Lou, please. See if she needs to go potty or something. I don't know what her problem is. She keeps whining. You might have to pick her up and take her out. I'm muted right now, but.
Oh, okay. Come here. Stinky. Come here. Come here. Hi, Lou. Hi, Lou. Ruff, I need to get Lou. Do you want to go out? Let's go.
She usually only acts like that if her tummy's upset, so.
Want to get a hot and perfect body fast? Just eat lots of bananas, but peels only. And always be sweating, but never look sweaty. That's disgusting.
Don't follow extreme routines. Do your own thing at Planet Fitness. Join now through September 16th for just $1 down and get back to a real routine with tons of equipment and free fitness training in our clean and spacious clubs. Join today for $1 down, $10 a month, and cancel anytime. Deal ends September 16th.
Join today for $1 down. Offer ends September 16th.
See club for details.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.